EU army already taking shape, brags German defense minister. By Victoria Friedman on January 12, 2019. Germany's defense minister has confirmed that a united EU military is becoming a reality, after her ally and Chancellor Angela Merkel backed Emmanuel Macron's call for a real European army. Europe's army is already taking shape, Ursula von der Leyen wrote in an opinion piece for Handelsblatt on Thursday. Germany and France are the driving forces in defense, Ms. von der Leyen boasted, adding that we're moving even further ahead with our close partner France after the two countries agreed to sign a new Elysee Treaty which, amongst other efforts to, in effect, merge aspects of the two countries, includes common defense. Our stated goal is for European nations to speak with a coordinated voice in the United Nations. Germany has just started a two-year stint as a non-permanent member alongside France on the UN Security Council. That strengthens Europe's voice in the concert of world powers, she added. Last year, Germany had asked France to give its permanent seat on the Security Council to the EU, so that the bloc can speak with one voice, a request France declined. A common European defense force was labeled a dangerous fantasy by Remain campaigners during the 2016 Brexit referendum, after Eurosceptics had warned that continued membership of the bloc would entail being pulled into an EU army. However, Brexiteers' predictions of a common defense force were proved true in November 2017 when 23 nations signed up to the Permanent Structured Cooperation Process, or PESCO. PESCO is key to the defense union plan set out by President of the European Commission Jean-Claude Juncker, who had declared just 2 months prior that the EU needed a fully functioning army by 2025. Germany and France began to take the lead on the defense project in November 2018, after French President Emmanuel Macron said that the EU needed a real European army to defend itself against China, Russia, and even fellow NATO member the United States. German Chancellor Angela Merkel enthusiastically backed her French globalist ally, saying, "What is really important, if we look at the developments of the past year, is that we have to work on a vision of one day creating a real, true European army." With Brussels bureaucrats expressed their delight that France and Germany were taking the lead. On Friday, the bloc's top military official Claudio Graziano said he had been working with other EU army chiefs to thrash out what can be done to enhance the bloc's capabilities, saying there is a lot of expectation about what the EU can undertake. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.